Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for our Hispanic sister and brethren out there, that's numero uno.
Se habla español.
Yes. Se habla español, what he said. You know, because he goes to Mexico and stuff all the time, which is cool.
Yeah.
And you're going tomorrow.
And he's going tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are, our show is syndicated on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, Radio Line, Stitcher, Deezer, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, what else is he? There's a bunch of them. It's crazy.
There's a couple of more.
TuneIn. Mm-hmm. And Blog Talk Radio and Podbean. We're on like fucking everywhere.
Right.
Pretty much. Just YouTube. Yeah, we're everywhere.
Just get our name out
all over
there.
The goddamn place. Like, I'm getting us on more and more shit as we go along. And then plus I have the other radio show that we shall not name because it's not on this radio channel. Just kidding. If people want to, fuck it. This is Get Real Global Entertainment. We pay for it, so.
Right.
I pay for it every goddamn week, so I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say it.
Right. Fuck the police.
Right? Oh, that too.
Sorry, can I say that?
Yes, sure. Yes, you can. Sure, why not? This okay. is a free country, and it's worldwide, so whatever you want to say. You know. Yeah. this is your co-hostess with the mostest, I guess, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, and this is my co-host James Muse.
How's
aka
everybody?
The husband, aka the Muse.
How's everybody?
Yeah, everybody always asks me how's James doing, or they say how's the Muse.
Right.
And
so, I like that.
Yeah, the Muse.
Yeah, they think gave me that name. Shout out to Nathan Youngblood Productions.
What up, Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions?
Nathan, where you at?
What up, Nathan?
He's probably watching.
He's either watching right now or he's going to watch later. He always does that. But yeah, he's got a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of things going up.
Stop looking at me.
I know, right? We got a lot of concerts. Last night we were at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. We had a concert there. We had some great artists and bands and stuff. We had Mortis, The Devil's Reject, as well as Lillian Sin.
His performance is getting better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Majorly.
Much better.
And, Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten, his demon bride.
Right.
She dances with him and...
pour wax on herself.
And they do the staple game. Staples, you know, has people staple money to her. And
is he married to both of them?
No, just Lillian.
Oh.
Just okay. Lillian.
I've honestly always wondered that because...
Well, yeah. they just, let's not go there. Anyway, there's lots of complications with some people, and we're just not going to go there. Anyway.
Yeah!
I'm privy to secret knowledge. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Let's see. There we are. Earned at 9:30 last night. 10:30. We had A Suffocating Lie. 11:30 was Madison Gray, and at 12:30 a.m. was Our Frankenstein. Shout out to Ryan Laney, Ryan Frankenstein, and everybody who participated last night. All the bands, all the people who helped. Thank you to Nick Foco. Of Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. Go every Monday and Tuesday to the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Check out the Metal Mayhem events. It's not always metal, so don't think that. Sometimes it's like, you know, hard rock or punk rock. It could be different things. It's not necessarily metal. But lots of great stuff going on. We have some more concerts coming up. We have a concert coming up at the Five Star Bar on October 20th. We're going to have King Awkward, Baz Francis.
All right.
And then we're going to have, it's a really interesting mix. Then we're going to have Mortis the Devil's Reject with the Mortis Doll Dancers. And then to top it all off, Fira.
Oh, wow.
Fantasy metal band. They're like vampire metal or something like that. It's an interesting tip. Interesting things.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be
now. We've got the spectrum. We're gonna now. This brings us into our next few shows after that, which will involve this wonderful guy right here, Moses Gonzalez.
Yo.
The lead singer and founder of Satanic Johnny.
I found
the
it.
The punk metal other band.
Yep, taking over the world.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Going international.
I wouldn't say singer. I just kind of just yell in the microphone. I mean, I sing sometimes. I don't know.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's, yeah. You are the lead, whatever.
Vocalist?
You're a vocalist. Let's go there.
That's why you're the muse. You have the answers.
Exactly.
Everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Vocalist.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The vocalist.
The lead vocalist of Satanic Johnny.
Right. Yeah.
Based here in L.A.,
Hollywood,
Los Angeles, whatnot. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are going to be playing a couple of our upcoming shows. I know October 31st, we were talking about Halloween at the Five Star Bar.
That is correct.
And then Malone's on Friday, November 15th.
Is that right?
If you're still
doing that?
If you're still doing
it. I just found
out. If you're
out.
Still down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're down.
If you're down.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
When I originally talked about it was with
Hector?
Art. No, Germ, I think.
Oh, Germ booked it?
Yeah, originally.
He's gone, dude. He's...
That's what I'm saying. Damn. So that's why I was making sure.
He just quit. He just
Yeah. No, but that's why I'm at that's why I was making sure with you if you
just
if what
he just
playing
sent
that.
A text message or something or yeah, what?
He just pretty much.
Damn,
but he's a good guy.
He's still my friend.
He'd rather do other things. You know?
He's doing his own thing. He's doing you know the Three Tonics, which are also playing our Halloween show.
I never heard them. Are they good?
Yeah,
really.
They're really badass, actually.
Really?
Yeah, not bad at all. A little different, obviously, than what you do, like your style.
Yeah.
But it's still really good.
Right on.
Yeah. So we support all our friends, whether they stay together in bands or not, or they stay friends.
This
or
was not the first time.
We always end up being friends with both sides, and then we just don't pick sides.
Yeah, that's better that way.
We don't pick sides because we love all of you.
Yeah,
and
we don't know what's going on.
As long as you've never done us wrong, we don't give a fuck. We're good with
that's
you.
That's right.
Long as you don't fuck us over, do nothing fucked up with us.
Or else it'd be like it'd be cool if it was like a reality show and there was like all this drama. Like, you know, we could have been doing a reality show.
We should do it.
We would have been making money. I can't believe you left the band.
Why?
Oh my God. And you're like, dude, how I know Moses kicked him out. You know, and like, you're like, you know, it'd be like total like Jersey Shore, but like.
Why don't we do it?
So why not?
Satanic Shore.
Why can't we do it?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. You guys want to do it?
You should absolutely
do it.
Grab a phone right now. Absolutely do it.
We're starting the first episode of Jenny Shore right now. Yeah, we're doing Jenny Shore.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the name of the show.
I don't know.
Jenny Shore. The real rock stars of California.
Okay.
Kind of like the Real Housewives.
Or we could just call it the Muse. The Muse. And then it can be like everybody.
Okay, there we go. I'm down. You go for
that. Or Muse.
You want to do it?
Y'all should do it.
I'm filming. Wait, aren't we filming right now?
There,
we're on film.
Damn. There we are. The other way.
Oh, like that. There you go.
You want full shots like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
There we are. And it has begun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. The Muse.
There it is.
Episode one.
No censor.
I feel great. Wait. Can I come to the premiere?
Yes. You're in the premiere. This is the premiere. This is the premiere. We got
so
water.
That leads
we got,
us to our
you know,
next. That leads us to our other guest today.
Yes.
Jade and Wilnona. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves individually and tell us a little more about yourselves as far as what it is. Let the world know what you
do.
So,
I'm Jade and...
I'm Wilnona.
And we are the And I Thought ladies.
At least two of the...
Well, you know what? I'm just going to claim it like we are just the And I Thought ladies and the other ladies come when they want to come.
Okay, but I got you.
We are the And I Thought.
You are the founders and of that of that whole thing, yes.
Yeah. So I'm claiming that right now.
And I Thought ladies.
And I Thought.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, so we write the And I Thought series, which is... We call it a literary life guide with pop poetry.
So my favorite book is The Cocktail Recipe Pop Poetry Life Guide.
Nice.
Yes.
That's a long title.
No, it's Cocktail Soirees in the LBD.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. But that's like what the book is actually about. It has cocktail recipes in it. By the way, reality show. You should definitely do this.
Yeah.
YouTube, Facebook Live.
Hell yeah.
And then
we should do it.
When you get
Instagram
the requirements.
TV.
Instagram TV. Get the requirements.
Jenny's about to have access to a television station.
Oh my God. We're doing it.
I've been wanting to do some crazy shit.
Wait, can we do a death clap for you?
We're going to do the death clap.
Sure.
That is like amazing. Sure.
Wow, that's badass. How do you do that?
Congratulations. I'm like, it was hired. ASL interpreter. So.
That's awesome. That's what, hell yeah.
But
I feel like we should get back out of the conversation and let musicians talk.
Yes.
No,
the
what?
Music talk. Right.
I was enjoying you listening to your talking.
He was like, it was something. There was words, mouth moving.
They come all the way from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Georgia.
Actually, from Annapolis.
Welcome
Annapolis,
to Atlanta, where the players play.
Maryland.
When you said Atlanta.
Why do I always say Atlanta?
I don't know, because I was like, she's trying to claim good food in my life, and I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know why I always keep saying
Atlanta for some reason.
Wait, you guys from Atlanta or from where?
No, oh, no, because Annapolis, Maryland.
Maybe it was because there was one time you talked about going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
For that trip. Maybe that's what that was. That's why I got confused.
Nobody knows where Annapolis, Maryland is. What is that?
Okay, well, they're Maryland. East Coast like me, so I'm from Maine.
Oh, so are you guys Nationals fans?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
I'm just kidding, though.
No. Maryland, hell yeah.
I'm just playing.
We love Maryland.
I don't care about baseball.
I think it's just the crab.
I mean, I do, but I don't, you know?
I think people just love Maryland crab cakes, not actually Maryland itself.
You're like, you hope the Dodgers win, but you don't care if they don't.
Nice when I drive to it.
It's like, they don't care about me. Like, you know, why would I, you know?
I don't know if I stopped or not. I'm not sure. I may have. I'm not sure.
Can I jump back for a second?
Are you going to go back to the show?
Yes, I am. I want him to have a good show.
She's right. She's right.
So if you can get the requirements, you need to go and put your show on Amazon and have them distribute it. So then you can be straight. How do you do it?
I want to do these things.
It's Amazon Video On Demand, and then it'll give you the list of requirements. Get Premiere Pro.
Okay.
And then after that, you can actually do the requirements and Premiere Pro, and it's about 3 or 4 steps. But make sure that the vocal is really good, and you should be good to go.
Can I start it with my phone?
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
We had a reality show with our phone, and we had two seasons on Amazon.
Really?
You need to, like, send Jenny this stuff, because, you know.
Absolutely.
Jen, you got to help us on this.
Sometimes Jenny needs help, you know. And,
you got
to
help us.
I'm down for a reality show. I've been wanting to do one of those forever and ever and ever.
We could have done
so
one, dude.
Like some really fucked up shit. I wanted to do something like a cross between Modern Family meets Married with Children.
Okay, what are you doing, though?
What am I doing right now?
Yeah, what's your reality show?
Just the music thing, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, like the behind the scenes look and the...
Yeah, and everything that happens, all the bullshit, basically.
Yes.
And all the good things and the bad things.
I'm gonna tune in like every week.
You know?
I'm gonna be right there.
Yeah. Exactly. Like this week, fucking.
Just
you know?
The name Satanic Johnny would make people want to fucking.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of that name.
I need to tune into these motherfuckers.
It'll be it'll be like this. You know, like Metalocalypse from Adult Swim.
It'll be like that,
but in real life and a real band.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're totally doing. You totally.
Let's
are
do
doing
it.
This.
I love Metalocalypse. If I can show that show, I love the soundtrack to that goddamn cartoon.
You know, Death Clock is playing in November at that Adult Swim thing.
No way. The band.
Yeah.
Where's that going to be at?
At the U.S. Bank thing, California Bank place or whatever, where the Misfits played. You know what I'm talking about?
I have to go check that out. Goddamn.
Yeah.
So many great things that come to LA constantly, and it's like, I have so many things I'm already doing myself. Like, I get invited to, like 20, 30 fucking concerts a week, at least, by nice. All these different fucking people, different bands.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't get to everybody's thing, which sucks, because I would love to be able to.
Yeah.
But because a lot of times we have our own concert going on, or we got there's something, you know, we're doing. So it's like, damn it. I want to be able to go to everybody's shows, but I have to pick and choose. So like,
you better go to ours.
I do. So every time you invite me to one, you're like, oh, say, you know, it's like, say, you know, we're playing at such and such. I'm like, okay, you know, I make preference to go to specific shows. Well, especially I used to manage you, so like true. So that's why I wanted to. But I mean, but your guys.
See, that would have been perfect in the
but
show.
You're our
like,
friends.
Oh, he fired us or whatever. I didn't. That wasn't my decision, by the way.
No. You can still don't give it away. You can still do it again.
Yeah. Oh, we can reenact everything.
Right. You can do it again. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, are you girls staying here or?
You're gonna be here like until tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
Okay, come on.
But it's going on the show.
You already know. This is gonna be exciting. I'm so excited for you guys.
Let's do it.
The whole thing is, I never took it personally because you guys need to grow and like I might not be on that level to get you where you need to be right now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I got so many fucking things going on and so many other bands that I manage that it's kind of hard to
She's busy.
I want to ensure that you guys get the focus that you need for your career, for what you're doing.
What about
that?
I'm telling you guys. That's like a big deal, you know what I'm saying?
You need to like get this off of YouTube. You need to cut that into your show right now. Oh. You need to do it when you do your show.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, damn.
But let's ramp it up. But wait, let's ramp it up and pretend like I had a problem with it or something. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Which I don't.
Wait, should we?
Maybe you do.
Should we reenact this for them?
The whole thing is, I want nothing but the best for you guys because I love you guys and you're my friends.
I love you guys too.
We want you to grow.
Yeah.
And I'm just not on that level right yet to take you where you need to be.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So if you can get, if you got people who can get you to that level and get you to bigger concerts with bigger bands and bigger tours bigger things, then fucking do it.
Where are you, Jesus?
Jump on that shit, man. I'm just saying.
Am I too close to the mic? Kind of.
Look, right. You know what I mean? Like, now, that's why I always say I want nothing but the best for all my friends in the industry. Whether it's authors, poets, you know, whether it's musicians, it's whatever it is you do. You know what I'm saying? I have friends that are famous fucking, famous WWE fucking wrestler, ex-wrestler. I mean, I'm friends with a lot of different people. You see what I'm saying? So you just... You gotta be happy for everybody,
right?
Yes.
As long as nobody's ever done you, as long as they've never done you wrong or anything, why are you gonna take shit personally? Like, what's the point?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There can't be malice in anything. You just have to. You want the best for everybody.
Yeah.
And then you will receive that.
Exactly. You guys and I've seen you grow a lot just since you know I've known you, and I really think that you're. You know, you've gotten a million times better. So
nice. Thank you.
I think you've come a long ways and. Let's play one of your songs, actually.
Let's do it.
Let's see here. What do we got? All right. Hold on. Watch this.
You can do the YouTube
this
video.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to...
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio.
And I had a radio.
What? Wow.
That's when you still had German...
I didn't even know
Hector.
We did that. Wow.
German
like,
Hector
wow.
were there at that time still.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh? How things change.
That's insane.
I know. I thought you'd like that little thing from the past.
Wow. That was like, wow.
Let's see. I have I'm an Ogre.
Yeah.
And I have two different versions of it. I have like this... let's play the official 360 lyric video.
Okay, that's cool.
Probably because it has the cleanest... sound out of the two versions.
I played drums in this one.
Okay, this
and
is the one.
I sang.
Okay, and this is the original when you first started. Yeah. I think it still sounds really great though.
It does sound okay.
All right, let's try this, and then we're gonna do some Dave the Bastard.
All right, cool. Whatever.
Those are two of our favorite songs.
Right on.
We always go hard when you guys play that fucking shit.
Yeah, go ham.
Ham. All right, here's "I'm an Ogre" by Satanic Johnny, and then we're gonna play a little Dave the Bastard. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
I'm fucking waste of time. Preach.
Hell
preach.
Yeah.
Preach. You know what I mean, homeboy?
All right. Yeah.
I'm an ogre, I've always actually did want to know that. What the hell is this song about?
Well, it was inspired by a situation of mine in the past. Okay, so I used to be very heavy. Remember that?
Yeah.
You guys never met me.
You showed
when
me a picture.
Okay, well, I used to weigh close to 400 pounds.
I right? couldn't believe that was you either when I saw that. I was like, Jesus Christ, that does not look like...
Yeah. So I was at my friend's house, right? And we were drinking and shit, and I decided look for a girl on Craigslist, right? or whatever, a hooker or something, right? So I called over a girl, right? And she's like, all right, yeah, cool, I'll be there in like whatever in an hour. I was like, all right, great, you know? So she's like, oh, I'm outside finally. So I go downstairs, you know, and she sees me and she's like, and I'm like, oh shit, like, okay, maybe she thinks I'm a cop or something. And then she, I'm like, come in, it's okay. Like, you know, nothing, I'm not gonna like hurt you. Like, what the hell? And then, so we're in the elevator and she's like, oh God. Like all freaked out. And I was like, what the hell? And I'm like, okay, she thinks I'm a cop. And I was like, look, I'm not a cop. Fucking this and that. So we get to the door. And we get to the door, right? And then she's about to walk in. She's like, oh no, no, no. And she just like ran for her life. And ran for her. And I'm just like, what the hell, right? So I'm there and I keep drinking and I pass out. And I wake up in the morning and my friend was passed out already. And he's like, dude, what happened with the girl last night? And I was like, man, I don't know, man. I can't even get laid by a hooker, man. I'm an ogre, man. I'm an ogre. You know? And he's like, you're not an ogre, man. You're a nice guy. And I was like, no, man, I'm an ogre. And I just kept going. And then I had to drive back to the valley that day. We were all the way like in Marina del Rey. So the whole way up the 405, I'm just like, you know, doing it like in my car, like I'm an ogre, da na 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 na, I'm an ogre, you know, and then da na 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 na, you know, I'm just, and it just came to my head, so I called my friend Kai that was then the guitar player. I was like, dude, I have a song, it is the best song ever, and he's like, all right, come to the studio. We recorded it that day.
Oh, hell yeah.
I wrote the lyrics right there. He found the guitar riff that was in my head right there, and we recorded it right there.
Damn.
That recording we just heard, we did it that day.
That's crazy.
You know what
Damn.
I mean?
Damn.
Yeah.
Nice. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's a true story. Damn. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Way to turn a bad situation into a great
situation. Yeah, but she was scared for her life, dude. She thought I was going to eat her, dude. She was like, dude, she was like, oh, because I guess on the phone, so she had imagined I looked different, obviously.
I'm going to boil your bones to make my broth.
Exactly. You know, and she saw me and she was like, oh my God, I can't do this. You know, she was just like, I don't need the money
even
that
for,
much.
Even for her, it even was for her, too much.
Yeah, it was too much. And
even
I was
though
just
she
like,
was a hooker, a dirty dugger, yeah. dirty yeah. hooker.
She was tripping.
She
dude.
Still didn't want your money.
She didn't want my money.
Damn,
and
that's
I was
scary.
So, I was depressed too. I was like, man, I'm an ogre.
Oh, wait, we got a call.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Why are you going to call? Hey, it's Jenny. What's up? Who are we talking to?
What's up, bro? You like System, bro?
Hey, bro, who's this?
Bro, you like System, bro?
Bro, I do not fucking give shit about System. It's my cousin.
Ah, you fuckers. I got you, motherfucker. What's up, everybody?
Who is this?
What's up? It's Katie Ashley.
I know.
What's up, Katie
How did I know? How did I know either you or Hector was going to call? How did I know?
I love Katie Ashley.
Bro, come on, bro.
You're the man.
Bro.
That ogre song is ridiculous, man. Like, you guys are fucking weird.
Bro, you fucking know System, bro? It's my cousin. Hey, I'll tell you a crazy story.
I like System a lot, bro. No, actually, I don't like System. You guys sound like him a lot, though. Dude,
System of a Down to me is like the greatest band that ever existed in the
them.
History of all bands ever.
That's so weird, you know? Yeah, because Hector tried playing me a bunch of songs, and I was just like, these guys are fucking weird, dude. Like, I don't know how they got so big, but you guys do a good job of emulating that fucking strangeness, dude, and that aggressiveness. So
yeah. Thank you.
Props on the ogre song, man.
That's what's up. That's
How you
what's
doing,
up.
Moses?
I'm doing good, dude. Yeah, I remember one time in class, because okay, in Glendale, when System of a Down was like getting big, everyone, all the Armenians would claim that their cousin But they wouldn't say the singer. They wouldn't say the singer. They wouldn't say. They'd be like, "Oh, you know, Sistem, my cousin, bro. Sistem is my cousin." Like they didn't even know. Like, one time we were talking about this System of a Down show that we wanted to go see, and some guy in my class was looking at me in disgust. He was like, "You know," I'm like, "What the hell?" And I looked at him. I was like, "What?" And he's like, "I do not need to buy tickets for concerts, bro. Sistem's my cousin, you know." I'll never forget that, dude. They see, like, Sistem's my cousin.
Sistem's my cousin.
Jen, how's it
poser
going?
What's up, Katie?
Jen, where's the muse? I don't hear the muse.
What's up, Katie Ashley? I'm just here and getting my laugh on, man. What's happening? Bro. What the fuck's up? How are you?
What's up, bro? What's up, bro?
Man.
Nothing much, man. Just fucking promoting my new fucking EP and just, you know, getting off work. And
Tell people what your name, your EP is.
And smoke a bunch of weed.
Francais.
Smoke a bunch of weed. That's what I heard.
Tell everybody what the name of your EP is.
Wednesday, so I have to see who was on. And what do you know? It's fucking Satanic Johnny. So.
Right.
That's right. The one and only.
I have to say what's up, man, to my fucking guys and my girls over there. So.
Hell yeah. What's the your EP name?
Rock on, man. I'm going to get on with my day, dude. Keep rocking, rocking, bro.
Oh, come on.
Jen, good to hear from you. I'll see you soon.
Yes, hell yeah. Bye, Katie.
Peace out.
Thank you for calling, Katie.
All right, Katie.
Hell yeah.
Good one, young man.
Okay. Katie Ashley, that's the man.
Yes.
That's the plan right there. Crazy fucker.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
Everyone say hi to Angela.
Hi, Angela.
What up, Angela?
Enigma.
How's up? It's Angela. Yeah.
It's a strong woman to handle Moses.
Yeah.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
That's all I'm gonna say.
But she crumbles every once in a while.
That's all I've heard. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? She's strong, but sometimes it gets to her.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's out of his mind. You know what I mean?
All you do is watch you on fucking stage, you know you're out of your goddamn fucking mind.
Yeah, he's just running around and...
I guess it's like the therapy for me. It's like the crowd is the fucking psychologist or whatever.
Do you like it when they mash? When you do your set? You like it when
they
mash?
Dude, that's like they're getting into it. That's like the shit. I feel like, you know, like, oh yeah,
right, hell fucking yeah. So Jade, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you guys got going on right now? What you got?
Oh,
what are your,
I wish Winona was here.
Have you, even like, I know you won an award not too long ago. Like, talk about some stuff. Like,
I did win an award, and that was really strange. I was like, are y'all sure that you put the right name on this trophy? Because you know it doesn't say Winona, right? It says Jade. Okay, I just wanted to be sure. Okay, so we're all sure now that I've won Poet of the Year. Just wanted to be sure.
That's badass.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
I know, it was
strange. What was the name of your poem?
Well, I think it was like for the collection of poems.
Oh, for
but
a collection.
I like to say that it was for Resurrection of Hope. Because I love that poem, and that's my poem.
I remember seeing that one, actually. You sent me that one.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. And so basically the poem about how, like, I'm just growing up and recognizing the world sucks. And then I have to be like, well, am I going to resurrect my hope or not? Because I'm standing on the grave of my hope, so it's up to me.
That's right.
Damn.
That's some deep.
That's deep.
Yeah.
I like it.
I always think that, like...
Song lyric like it or just like it?
No, you know what? But it's true, though. I mean, people who write poetry, it's the same thing as writing lyrics for songs.
If you read my lyrics, you'd probably be surprised. You'd be like, whoa, this is very...
Like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, you know.
I mean, more in-depth.
A lot of them are. Some are
more than people realize.
Yeah, pretty much.
You hear what you want to hear, like, on the surface, but then if you really dig deeper, actually, like, listen to the lyrics, like, what they're saying, there's actually a message there.
Yeah, kind of in a way. Yeah.
Kind of in a way.
There is
a message. I mean, like you were talking about, I'm an ogre. You're talking about, like, you know, how felt it. Yeah, like, but no, but it's not just that. It's like how you felt inside. Like, oh my God, like,
I felt that bad.
Like, right. I feel really fucking bad inside. I'm really depressed because I couldn't even get, I'm so big, like, that I scared some woman and, like, she couldn't even get laid by her and shit. Like, no, but, like, as a heavier person, having been a heavy woman on and off, like, I was skinny my whole life.
Oh, really?
Until I had my son.
Yeah.
You know? And so then him and psych meds and. you know, depression and another child and Depo Provera shot and a bunch of other shit. All these things that make you gain weight and retain the weight and make it hard to get it back off of you. Yeah. And then plus you're working all the time, so.
And the weed doesn't help.
No, well, actually, the funny thing is, you don't, just because you smoke weed, that's a common misconception, doesn't mean that you're a lazy fucking person. True. Like, I do a lot of fucking shit, and so does my husband, and we're weed heads. You know?
Yeah. I work hard.
We work all the time.
You guys are the shit, dude. You guys came a long way, too. You guys are fucking awesome.
Thank you.
You guys are the shit.
We trying to advance. We actually got plans coming up in the next few months. If our financial situation gets where we planning on it being in the next few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna
I better be a part of that shit.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Shit.
Just wanted to bump to like say something right here.
Yeah.
Yes, we do believe that you guys are wonderful, so we would like to have you in our magazine of the 25 hottest.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm sorry I didn't submit that piece that last time.
Jennifer. That's for our lit mag.
Jennifer. I know. Yeah.
But if you're, you know, while you're doing that, could you please find us an artist? We need a band.
What do you want?
I don't care.
Where?
I don't care.
You want it in Maryland? So where do you want? What do you need?
We're asking you to nominate a band for the 25 hottest indie authors, artists, and advocates. Ooh. So nominate some band.
Yes.
Yes,
I know so
Thank
many
you.
Good fucking bands. It's ridiculous.
And you know, semi-cute wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
We don't know, really.
Moses,
come on.
He's not an ogre. What?
I'm not an ogre anymore.
not anymore.
Yeah.
No, you dropped like 200 pounds.
Yeah, like 180 pounds.
Jeez.
Pounds, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like, yeah. It's like a whole new man.
But now it still has meaning. Like, I'm an ogre. Like, you know, like, here's your ogre. Like, look what I'm doing now. Like, I'm still an ogre, you know? But yeah. But to you.
But on the inside.
Yeah, but no, but I'm still out here, like. Yeah. Yeah, right?
I remember, Satanic Johnny live at eSports. I remember that.
That was a good day.
Finals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We
lost.
Vans Warped Tour.
It's okay.
But it was fun. That was a big show.
There's nine bands. Only one can be the winner. It's like you know, Highlander.
Yeah.
There can be only one. Yeah. It is what it is.
It was a good night.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it fucking is.
But you guys were really good. So you won. What are you talking about?
That's true. See?
And you got some fans?
Yeah, we did.
They probably got some new listeners out of it. Some new whatever, you know.
Wait, did you get pictures too?
They got press.
We got press.
From several different.
Yeah, and we met you guys. Well, we met you guys because of the Warped Tour.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm forever grateful.
I think it was the first or second show or something?
It was the first round. Yeah. The first round, it was.
We started in April. We started going to the battles. Yeah. We started judging the battles. That was like the last year.
That was fun.
It'd be nice if they brought that back around.
That was a cool little episode. See, that would have been a perfect episode.
I was thinking, but I was like, I feel like we beat that horse to death.
But I feel like you guys could like sit around and like talk about it and still be in the show. I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm gonna document this whole Mexico trip because we're leaving to Mexico tomorrow.
Yes.
And I'm gonna put that in the thing. You know.
Okay. Right.
And when me and her start fighting, I'm gonna start filming. You know, like whenever she gets mad at me. Like, if she starts talking shit, I'll just start filming her, and she'll get even more pissed, you know?
Remember to film him back.
She sticks your fist in the camera.
Yeah.
And then you move it to your eye.
Oh, damn. That'd be even hotter if like you like screaming at him in Spanish. And nobody knew what the fuck you were saying.
But
it looked really hot. Like a telenovela.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like don't forget to do the
a telenovela, you know?
Ay! Yeah. Yeah.
No puede ser.
You know? Yeah.
So you won an award.
Yeah, I did win the award.
That's pretty badass, though.
So let's see what else I've been doing. Yesterday,
we did shooting for our movie.
Oh, yeah. Right. See, tell us about these projects we need to know about.
Oh, no, it's just going to be like a documentary, and it's with a bunch of other indie
authors.
See
how humble she is? It's about us.
It's not about us. It's about the indie community. Would you stop saying it's about us?
You just happen to be in it, is what you're trying to say. Uh-huh. You just happen to be in it.
Something like
that. Can I get your autograph?
All right, cool.
She needs to be humble.
We need to get autographs now before you become so big that, like, you know, you float away and you don't talk to us anymore.
I'm just kidding. Float away.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding. We are very, very anchored. You're big and beautiful. Own it. Don't even go there.
What else do we have? So we're shooting for that. Oh, we just had our writer's retreat, which everyone is like,
nice.
It's not a writer's retreat because we had it in Vegas. They're like, it's like a writer's boot camp, and I don't understand why.
Who cares what it is?
Why can't it be a writer's retreat? What, because it's not out in the fucking woods?
No, because.
In some cabin?
Because we totally.
Some spa?
Oh, but we did get to pitch to a Hollywood director. But yeah, no, it's in a hotel.
Ooh, that's badass.
With, free drinks for 2 hours.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I got 2 hours. Let's do this shit.
Yes.
Ready? One, two, three, go. Yeah.
That's a retreat.
Fuck
and you get to have two at a time. And I'm like, all right, that's a retreat. My two. I'm getting back in line.
That's a retreat, in my opinion.
For sure. Yeah, 2 hours, yeah. Dude.
And then all the bucket. Yeah. And then
I'm
all
good
the
for the whole day.
Yeah,
I'm
right. Give me some buffet coupons.
Put them in like backpack and shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Free food, too? Oh, God damn.
With the drinks?
I'm going to become an ogre after that.
That's how they get you, though. That's how they get you, because then you decide to, like, 100 eat,
pounds,
and then you can't drink anymore. That's how they fuck with
no,
you.
No, you start after. Never mind, I'm not.
We're not going to let our Hemingway out today. Drink, like, we're going to not let our Hemingway out. Anyway. Tuck it back
on
in.
On camera.
Tuck it back in.
We are, yeah. Oh, then I guess I'm not a lady because I drink here in the studio all the time.
What?
Wait, she's drinking right now. And you think this is water?
No,
it's vodka.
Unfortunately, I'm mad you're not sharing.
Unfortunately, yeah. It is just water. Oh, but yeah, but still.
That makes me sad.
But there have been many times bands have brought alcohol in and we have drank in the studio. Yep. And
why didn't
yeah.
you tell us this? Because yeah. we were
glitter trash.
We're talking about a bottle of whiskey and we were like, we can't do that in the studio.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, no. The only thing you can't do here is smoke or vape or whatever, like that kind of stuff. But you can drink, you know. We don't think about that.
Okay, this vape epidemic, is it really killing people?
I think so.
But it's only epidemic but, six people. That's not an epidemic. Come on, dude.
But it's like,
really
do I want to take a chance? No, but
is
I
it
heard.
Really only six?
I talked to my doctor like about that. It. I talked to my doctor about it, and he said that it was people using, mixing it with like this weed oil that people are just making it into oil, and it's got a bunch of like spider mites and mold on the weed, and they use the bad weed to make the.
Oh.
And he said that is causing this weird bronchial something that it will kill you like almost instantly. But I don't know if that's always the case. I don't know if it's just that or if it's actually the e-cig juice, or I'm confused. Does anyone know?
I think
know?
Over time it's going to kill you, same as cigarettes do.
Yeah, but over time is okay.
It might be. It
I don't
want to
die now.
It
you
might
know?
Be quicker. It might slow. Well, it might be like five years quicker. Might kill you 5 years before like cigarettes would or some shit. Who fucking knows?
So I should go back to smoking cigarettes.
God only fucking knows. I just say quit all of that nasty ass shit. But that's just me. I don't smoke anything. I just smoke weed.
Is there a doctor out there who wants to explain this?
Yeah, can someone call in right now, please?
Oh, they're all liars.
Is there a doctor online?
They're all in league.
I'll pay you.
They're all in league with the pharmaceutical companies.
He's
going to
call and he's going to be like, what's your insurance?
They're all taking bribes, you know? Bribes and kickbacks and, you know, what's your insurance information? Yeah. And, you know, fuck them all. What's up with that shit?
What you saying, baby? They're all crooks?
So are all the politicians. So
oh, we
like
know
the,
they're
like,
crooks.
All these motherfuckers, like, everybody taking money. Like, it's America. Everybody taking money from somewhere.
But it's from poor people.
Yeah. But that's the whole the point is, the like Bernie said, the fucking, with the, should be free education.
That's what they said. That they said the other day, I read
everybody.
That they said the IRS says
be
that they don't go after the rich. They only audit poor people because it's easier to audit poor people.
Of course, but actually they don't always.
It actually is.
It depends on what your bracket is. If you're really, really.
Because we can't afford a good lawyer.
Look, if you're really, 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 really poor, they're not going to audit you. Especially if you're under, if you make under 20 grand a year, they really don't give a fuck about you. You better be in the middle bracket, like around, you got to be making at least 30 grand or more a year.
No, you
got
to be making more than
40,
that.
40,
no,
40. 50, I'd say 50 grand maybe now at this
maybe.
Point. Because the economy's different now. 50 grand or more, at least. Like you're not even a blip on their fucking radar until you hit some kind of.
Nah, you don't even get their attention unless you're like making like
a couple hundred thousand.
Money to them is like money. Like those fools, these fools like make money. Right. They like print the money. Like fuck. Anyway, that's a whole nother topic.
You got so what do you got coming up for concerts? Let everybody know.
Oh yeah, so we're playing this Saturday in Mexico City with Violence and these other Mexican bands and all this shit. That's going to be fun. And then we're playing on the 26th at Petey's Place. Yes. It's our album release party.
Rock on.
Right. And then we're playing your show on Halloween.
Yeah.
And I just found out that we're playing another one of your shows.
I mean, that's if you still can. If you
yeah,
can,
I'm gonna talk to talk to them.
Just,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Just reconfirm with me. Just, you know.
And then that is about it. And I think we're playing the Whiskey on February 1st with Metalocci.
Fuck yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
You guys
that'd be
better
badass.
Go to that.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
Hopefully, but we wanna trying to interview them. No, I know about Metalocci.
Metalocci's
man.
Badass.
I went to a show. I used to work at a museum, and they was the headliner at the museum because the museum has a stage and all. Yeah. Man, it was a gang of fucking people there.
Yeah,
man.
They're bad. Ooh. You seen them though? Did you see them?
Yes.
I made sure we played with them before at the Whiskey, and I was like, oh, just let me stay for a song, you know. And they started, and I was like, what the? They are bad.
Baby, you know what I mean? You know all the songs that they play. Yes. It's just in the mariachi.
Yeah, and it's like all like trumpets and like all like
I'm
violins.
I'm obsessed with Metallica.
Like,
is probably why. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen them do Rainbow in the Dark and shit? Like.
I don't even know what that song is.
Dio?
Dio, yeah. With the violins and like the big old guitar.
That'd be badass. I want to see that.
Have you ever seen him do the Final Countdown?
Oh, Europe?
With the trumpet. Like,
that'd be awesome. Dude, I got to see this.
I was like, dude, this is insane.
Make me want
to
watch it.
You know what I mean?
Jade, can we come to LA instead of Chicago, please?
What?
Why are you going to Chicago for?
You want to come to LA and go to like a metal concert? Yay! I'm excited.
If you guys
come,
I don't
know why you don't just move out here.
If you guys
right?
come
why
to LA for that show, I will give you guys all access passes.
So
all
we're
that.
On a plane. So now. Yeah. So what? Say it again. November what? Say it again.
November.
February 1st.
February 1st.
Oh yeah. We're here.
What? Yes.
Are you serious? It's gonna be snowy in Maryland. I need to see some sun.
Yeah. All right.
Oh yeah.
There. You guys. You will be on the list of like.
We'll be there.
People.
We'll be there.
You know what I mean?
Wait.
You guys will always get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she'll know why I'm packing my Converse.
I always get into the shows one way or another.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I've literally been standing outside before, literally, and a band forgot to put me on the list, like Dirty Machine forgot to put me on the list one time. And all of a sudden, Killset, like, I said, I just hit up another band that was on the list. I just, like, looked down the list. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're outside.
I just picked one of the lower level bands, and they're like, "Oh, hey, yeah, we're here." And this person forgot to put us on the list, and da da da. They ran out, literally ran out. Put us. Oh, no, let them in. Yeah, here's.
Yeah, I've had Hector one time like come up to me like at the backstage, and he's like, "Oh, Jenny's outside. Like she needs."
Yeah,
like
Hector did that.
Yeah, and I was like, "Okay, sure."
That was hilarious.
You know? And you guys
hilarious.
You guys own that place, dude. You guys just
practically. We're there. You know? We're at the Whiskey a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
Rainbow,
the Whiskey, and the Viper, and those are three of our places.
Yeah, we there a lot.
So they're known for whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
No, they're
I'm not from here.
Their name's the bar's called the Whiskey a Go Go. It's been around
since the early '60s,
I think. Around forever. That, the Roxy, the Viper. Well, Viper's newer. Viper's
Rainbow.
Not since the 80s. The Viper came around in the 80s.
That's where, and isn't that where the dude died? Yes. River Phoenix,
River
the
Phoenix,
actor?
Literally out front on the sidewalk.
Right.
Actually, my ex co-host was there that night.
Really?
She was only 14 at the time.
I was just going to say,
sister,
she was young.
She had her older. She had her older sister's ID, and her older sister was 21. And her and her older sister looked a lot alike.
Right.
They're 7 years apart, seven, 8 years apart, but they look so much alike, like you would think that it was the same person. So you wouldn't think nothing of it. So she was in there, and apparently he died that night. So
damn,
that is what it is. So she ditched out when she found out the cops were there. It's like she ditched out the back.
Ooh,
when it started going on.
Oh, by the stage.
She was in the bar and she was 14.
Anyone in the studio driving a black Mercedes sad.
Oh, that's mom's friend. Yeah, right on.
Anyone in the studio driving a black Mercedes?
No.
No. No, that's no. No, no, Ronan. That's not no. Yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
We kind of wish
that is above our tax bracket.
Well, you never know.
Above my pay grade.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, I've never even been in a Mercedes.
You might have rented it. You might have rented it from the airport.
No, I was going to say, I was just home.
No, yeah. Arizona. I don't want your phone service. Leave me alone right now. I really don't care. Anyway.
Damn.
So I've
been in a Mercedes before. I was about 30 years old, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, I was about to say that, too. It doesn't count. You know what I mean? I've been in those, yeah.
Let's see. We got enough songs. Let's see if we have time here. What do you want to play? I'll play one more song. What are we going to play? Do we want to do Dave the Bastard?
Or you could do poetry. Or...
Oh, yeah. Read, why don't we do your poetry?
Want to read some of your poetry?
Hold on. No, I'm sure your listeners
are
going
to do song. We need to do,
no,
you know.
I mean.
Let's do something.
You need to do something.
Here. Yeah. You give me Resurrection of Hope, Winona.
Well, there you go.
There you
I've
go.
I've never read that before.
But you can, because I believe in you.
Because I believe in you. Make sure you're up close enough to the mic. Yeah.
Resurrection of Hope. From an older, wiser me, once optimism ran free. No dark clouds or rainy days that stayed forever. The next day will be better. Just follow your dreams. Oh, to be young, where life hasn't taught you that dreams most often turn into nightmares, that only a few are blessed, that plans sometimes are for the suckers, that even the most well-thought plan can be turned upside down. That life has a way of ripping away the joy in your heart. That sometimes there are no answers, just acceptance. That you don't know it all, so listen. That the old are wise, their words will come true. That ultimately you will stand on the grave where your hope has died. It's up to you to breathe life into it so it can live again.
Orale.
Very, very nice. Wow. Very good stuff.
I'm watching us live that. Right now. It's like that Spaceballs episode.
Yeah.
I mean, the episode movie. Remember
like
Spaceballs?
Like 10 seconds. Delay.
But yeah. You know how when they're you've seen Spaceballs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he puts on the movie and he's all fucking. You know what I mean?
Like,
I'm doing that right now. This is awesome. Look, that's us right now.
Oh,
Yeah.
And I think somebody told me it was like a 5-10 second delay, some shit, like the 5 second delay.
Yeah,
like,
okay, she just finished reading, according to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a 15 second delay.
Yeah, I'd say somewhere in there, I always just laugh. I'm like, hey, what's up?
Hold on. This
I feel
is
like
great.
He should read poetry. Yeah, I know, right? Landing, right? But,
he does. Just
see,
he,
I just
he
did
sings it.
It.
I don't know. Yeah. Sings poetry.
Are we doing a live thing in studio?
I could give you. I could give you the lyrics to one of my songs. I could read it as poetry right now if you want. Just like the first verse. I think you would like it.
Let's do it.
Go for it.
All right. It goes, darkness on the sheiks, withering the tumbling might. It's not consuming me while your country tis of thee. Your mind is blowing up in self-destruct epiphany. Considering the masses and God, there's nothing wrong with me. You want to live with sinners on their knees. I disregard the life you want for me. You create fear in this anomaly. I want to desecrate the prophecy.
Very nice. Damn. I like it. Hell yeah.
That's for Hollywood Woluto.
I love it.
I thought you guys would like it.
I love it.
Very badass.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
So that means that anyone who didn't thoroughly get that this was awesome, good lyrics, you need to go listen to the song and then rethink about it and then listen and then buy another album.
There you
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Give us money. We need money. We need money.
Make sure you go
and
to
the And
then
their, he's going to do a shout out for our books in a minute. I'm
that's right. Of course. of course. Follow them.
Tell everybody where people can find you, where they can find your books, where they can find you, your social media, your websites, all your stuff.
So you can find your ladies on www.andwethought.com, and everything is there. But you can also find our books on Amazon.com, and one book is on Audible.com, which is And I Thought Divorce Was Bad, and coming soon, And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy.
And
I totally
coffee.
Suggest that you guys really, I mean, I want you to buy my books. Like, I get that. But you need to wait for the Audible for And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy, because Joe Sands just kills it.
Awesome.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I want to add so much more, but, you know, I'm never allowed.
Just make sure it's like work Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Like,
So Facebook, Jade Winona, Twitter, and, just Writing Life.
And Jaded2555.
No one follows me. Don't follow me. I'm boring. Don't
come
do
on.
But, yeah, we're boring on Twitter. And Instagram is Thought Ladies, and that's just red carpet pictures. So something like, oh, and you. You're like the only other picture besides Ray Capra pics. It's like, we're with Jenny.
I have a question. Are you two sisters?
What? We know we sisters.
I don't know.
You know sisters.
No, I know that.
We're best friends in life. Yeah.
Oh, okay, no. Yeah. But I was just curious.
And no? we still need to do my interview.
Yeah.
What happened that last?
Oh my goodness.
I still can't believe that happened.
So was that a no?
That was we are best friends in life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now where can people find you?
Right here, right now.
Well, besides that.
Facebook.com/SatanicJohnny, JOHNNY, Instagram @SatanicJohnny, and look up our video. It's for the song called Lupita Guzman on YouTube. Satanic Johnny on YouTube.
Lupita Guzman.
Yeah. Interesting story behind that song. Interesting song.
Yeah.
We'll be playing it in Mexico this Saturday.
Hell yeah.
And just, you know.
And then you have your new release, part of your album release.
Yes, October 26th at Petey's Place in, Tarzana. Tarzana. Uh-huh,
yeah. 6025 Reseda Boulevard in Tarzana, California, 91356.
Wow. Pretty good.
I deal with that. I have a residency at Petey's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say, like, what's going on here?
I have to put that address on the flyers all the time.
What else does she know? No, I'm just kidding.
Also, I just want to add, you know, coming soon, Satanic Johnny's
docuseries.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Dude, we're doing it.
So that means ABC, NBC, and CBS should be paying attention.
Yes. Right. Yeah. They should. Yes.
But they're not.
They'll be on. And it'll be right on So I Smacked My Child. It'll be right on after that show.
Yeah. So is that a real show? Is that a real show?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
So I Smacked My Child.
Yeah, okay. I can see that being a real show. Like, or at least a topic on Dr. Phil, you know? So you're telling me you disciplined your child? You know, like, fuck. Like, that's a bad thing or something? You know what I mean? What happened
that's
to
my
the world?
Life.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I'd like to smack my child. At least the
isn't your
boy.
Kid like 21 or something?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I think that's okay. That you guys are both adults.
He's 21.
You can smack him all you want.
He's
there's
an adult.
There's been times I wanted to like literally just like launch across a room and just like tackle him to the ground, start beating the living bejesus.
You could
out
do
of
that.
Him. And I really wanted to do that. I just had that thought like yesterday, but, I wanted to clothesline him. You know what I mean?
Really?
Just like do a pile driver. Just like pick him up. If I could pick him up.
All
I
mean, those thoughts went through your head.
He weighs about the same as much as I do roughly. So maybe 10, 15 pounds more than I do. But still, you know, he's like 6'1 or some shit. So it's like, it's kind of hard logistically to do a pile driver on him. I would like to.
I would like to
do a DDT.
You could do a clothesline.
I want to do a clothesline and then a DDT.
How about a stunner?
A stunner is a good one, too.
Or an F5.
No, you could do a rock bottom. You could probably do a rock bottom.
Fireman's carry.
Which one's that one?
This is where you put them on the thing and spin around.
Oh, that's hardcore. Hardcore.
I mean? Like a figure four leg lock.
Yeah, that's insane.
I did a DDT on my ex-boyfriend.
That
was fun. Oh, yeah. Damn. He came running towards me. We were both wrestling fans. He asked for it. Anyway.
Yeah.
He came running towards me, grabbed him by the head. And went, oh, bam.
Nice. Wrestling was great.
Yeah. It still is. Speaking of wrestling, shout out to our buddy Warrior Dave. I love you, Warrior Dave.
Yeah.
Where you at?
Warrior Dave was literally just at the wrestling thing that
SmackDown
they had.
Or something? SmackDown, like last week?
SmackDown's 20th anniversary. They had a big thing in LA last Friday, so I'm irritated because I didn't get to go. Dave was like, "Why aren't you going?" I'm like, "Because I have to like work and."
Right.
Yeah. You know, I don't stay up on it. I used to get free tickets to WWE all the time. But shout out to all of them. We love you.
Yeah.
So all right, so I'm gonna say goodbye for another week.
Yeah. It's not goodbye, it's see you later.
Yeah, see you later. Yeah. See you next Tuesday? No.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Wednesday. Sorry. Wednesday. My show's not on Tuesdays.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for having us. Really
thank you to Satanic Johnny for being in the studio.
Yeah, you know.
And Angela, lovely Angela.
She's like my bodyguard.
And I thought ladies.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
the way
through.
Maryland. One of the best interviews.
From fucking really? Maryland.
Yeah, we had like the best time.
And now thank you really? To the Muse.
Really? Wow, that's insane. I'm glad.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
James is the man.
Next week, we got Fallen Fury.
Ooh.
Band I manage, metal band out of San Luis Obispo, way up the coast.
Shout out to Will and Amy Bowman.
Shout out to Will and Amy Bowman. What yeah. up?
Yo.
And then we also have Leslie LePage. It's from the La Cannes International Women's Movie Festival.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes. So we're going to be, hopefully, I can, schedule it in there. We're going to be covering some of their events, like maybe some of the red carpet stuff, after parties, whatnot. So hopefully you'll see Jenny trying not to, like, fall face forward on concrete with, heels on. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Fuck it.
Shout out to everybody. come visit us at October, next week from Sunday, October 20th at the Five Star Bar. Till next week.
Thank you.
We're out.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.